Control number two, control over your emotions. When it comes to money, too many people allow their emotions to do their thinking for them. If you are to become captain of your own ark, one of the most important controls is the control over your emotions. Rich Dad said there were three levels of controlling thought. They are lower, middle, and higher thought. He said, when someone is speaking from their lower levels of thought, they often say things such as, investing is risky, or what if I lose? They are speaking from their lower level emotions. Teaching us how to get out of lower levels of thought, Rich Dad said, if you decide that you do not want these lower level emotions to run your thinking, you need both the middle level as well as the higher levels to pull you out. He was saying that it was our middle mind, the rational mind, that needed to learn the technical financial skills required. For example, when I was afraid of investing in real estate, Rich Dad suggested I take a course on real estate investing. By following that advice, my rational mind overcame my emotional mind, and off I went to a weekend course on real estate investing. After the course, my fears were still there, but at least I felt better prepared to undertake the learning process that lay ahead. In 1973, that real estate course cost me $385, but over the years, I have made millions of dollars from taking that seminar. Now, this is where the higher mind comes in. In spite of the fact that I have looked at thousands of potential real estate investments, have done nearly 100 real estate transactions, and consider myself successful at real estate investing, my lower mind's doubts and fears still kick in. The nervousness and doubt from my lower mind are still with me. This is where the higher mind comes to the rescue. Because I have gone through the process of finding, buying, selling, and managing property so many times, when the fears of my lower mind act up, it is my higher mind that takes control. It comforts the doubts and fears of the lower mind and tells my middle brain to begin searching for new information, advice, or education that my lower mind needs to feel more secure. This is one reason why financial education is so important. Because once you learn about finances, you can rely upon your middle mind to break the grip of fear and doubt of your lower emotional mind.